Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. We are at Rensselaer Central High School. A little bit of a time zone change, central time zone up here. Right here on my AT&T watch, it says 4:26. Getting ready to play this game at 5:30 Eastern Time. The coaches are at home plate. They're having a powwow right there with the home plate umpire and the base umpire talking things over, going over lineup cards and whatnot. We'll mention this game is being played at Rensselaer Central High School. Mr. Kenneth Hickman, what a quality guy. He makes things real easy to get along with right here at Rensselaer. Kenneth Hickman, been here, I'm thinking, 25 years as the athletic director. I spoke with him about 5 years ago, and I think it was 20 plus then. He's doing a fine job, obviously. We'll talk a little bit about Rensselaer Central. Rensselaer Central Bombers, they have a school enrollment of 521. They're Class 3A, Sectional 17. There are eight in their sectional. Their sectional consists of Andrean, Boone Grove, Calumet, Griffith, Hanover Central, Highland, Rensselaer Central, and River Forest. The principal at Rensselaer Central High School is Andrew Jones, and the athletic director is Kenneth Hickman. In the office this morning, she was most cordial to put me in sports, very thankful for Leela Clemming. Leela Clemming, nothing but progress with her, I'm sure. She's having a good time, and she makes it a good time. And we'll mention Rensselaer Central High School is located at 1106 East Gray Street, Rensselaer, Indiana, 47978. You can dial them up right here at 219-866-5175. On the web, you can find them at rensselaercentral.com. That Rensselaer word, it's a difficult word if you've not spelled it very often. I'm getting better at it in 15 years. But we'll mention it's R-E-N-S-S-E-L-A-E-R. So that's it, rensselaercentral.com. On Twitter, you can find them at the @ bomber, singular, _ sports. They wear the collars red and black. They perform in the Hoosier Conference in the West Division. Rensselaer Central Bombers are currently 3 wins, 4 losses. They're working in the 5th ball game in the West Division. And the head coach is Jared Courtney. Jared Courtney was most instrumental for putting me in sports. Appreciate him at putting me in sports. We thankful for Mr. Courtney, Coach Courtney. And we'll mention the next game on the agenda for Central Catholic, for Rensselaer Central. Will be tomorrow night. Rensselaer Central will be at Central Catholic. They're calling for a little rain. Probably have the game, though. That's going to be a 6 o'clock start Eastern time. And we'll mention the game after. The next game for Rensselaer Central after tomorrow will be Friday. They'll play Friday the 28th, 5 p.m. They'll be Rensselaer Central and Merrillville. That'll be a good one. They're announcing the starting lineups up here. And then we'll talk about the Central Catholic Knights here momentarily. Getting ready for the national anthem. Looking for a good game right here. I will mention their ball field is killer. Say what, it is nice. They got the grass cut probably about 2 3/4. I say that because the Huskies playing field, when they used to have grass, was 2 3/4. They cut it about 3 times a week. But anyway, they got the job done. Now they got synthetic field turf along with Tipton. So they're getting the starting lineup mentioned. They're running out. We're going to remove our hats for the national anthem. Thank you. sounds nice. The umpires shaking hands, going to go to their respective positions, A position and behind home plate. That national anthem sounds better and better all the time. I'll mention the sun is shining. I went through Frankfurt a while ago. It said 49 degrees. Sun is shining. There's blue sky. There are some clouds horizontal. They look like cotton. They're kind of elongated, and they're scattered out there above the ball diamond. And then right next door is the football field. Football field, we'll mention, we got to talk about Coach Chris Meeks. Coach Chris Meeks, he will soon be inducted to the Indiana High School Football Hall of Fame. He's going to be in the class of 22-23, and that information was shared with me. One of his football players, he was up here a while ago, Kane Robinson. He's a senior. He wore number 68 for a coach. He played center on the offense and guard. What a nice guy, Kane Robinson, shared that information with me. I knew part of it. I knew Chris Meeks was going to be inducted. Chris Meeks, I believe, is 1 year older than me. I think he's an 84 graduate in high school. So they're getting some warm-up tosses on the surface right now. Pitching today for Rensselaer Central is number 7, Cohen Craig. Cohen Craig, he's right-handed hurdler. He hadn't warmed up to throw the ball around the infield. We'll mention the catcher is Ethan Pickering. He wears number 10. At first base is number 4, Daniel Marlowe. At second base, Colton Metzger. He wears number 35. At shortstop position, it's Tommy Boyles. He wears number 13. At third base, it's Drew Kane. Drew Kane wears number 11. Not sure if he's related to Jackson. And we'll also mention in left field, number 3, Dylan Simmons. In center field, number 6, DJ Hanford. And number 1, Jace O'Neill is in right field. So Rensselaer Central comes to the pitcher's mound. We tap gloves. We're getting ready for baseball here on a Monday, 5:34 p.m. in the Eastern time zone, 4:34 right here. Getting ready for first pitch. Here I am. They're going to work out a stretch. Cohen Craig out of the stretch, first pitch. Swung on, 0-9, going to take it to left field. Going to have a little bit of air under it. He's going to camp underneath it, make the catch. That's Dylan Simmons in left field. First out here in the top of the first inning. Next batter going to step in for the Knights, number 24, Evan Dienhart. Evan Dienhart plays shortstop, stepping back in. Dienhart versus St. Joe had 3 plate appearances. Outside edge fastball called strike. Or should I say 3 at-bats. He scored 2 runs. He got 1 hit. And he had 1 base on balls. Right-handed batter's box, Evan Dienhart. Full swing. Going to be a foul ball around home plate. Going to carry him back near the screen. So we'll step back in. No balls, 2 strikes. Evan Dienhart working from the stretch. Now the set. Here's the pitch for Cohen Craig. Curveball broke just correctly. I tell you what, that was a good break. And it's going to go in there for a strike, and he'll go down for a looking strike. Stepping into bat, going to be number 7, Ryan Schumer. Ryan Schumer, the first baseman in this ball game. Stepping in, left-handed batter. Working from the stretch. Here comes the pitch from Craig. Low for ball 1. Craig throws his first ball of the ball game in his 5th pitch. Stepping back in, Ryan Schumer. Out of the set, Cohen Craig. Here's the pitch. Ground ball, base hit between 2nd and 1st base. Going to get the right field picked up by Jace O'Neill. Ryan Schumer is aboard. Yeah, but he's going to run for himself. He's playing first base in this ball game. Going to remove the batting gloves. Next batter going to step in. He's going to bat in the 4th position tonight. Number 27, Ben Mazur. Ben Mazur, the designated hitter. He's batting in place of Keaton Brooks. Keaton Brooks in left field, number 34. First pitch, swing and a miss, low fastball. No balls, one strike. Ryan Schumer at first base. Going to get his lead now. Tobin Craig is in the rubber, peering in, looking at signals from catcher Ethan Pickering. Out of the set, here's the pitch. Outside and low. Count goes 1-1. Two outs here in the top of the first inning. Nice batting. Rensselaer Central High School. Here comes the pitch. Low for a ball. Going to get by shortstop. Get by Ethan Pickering. Jogging over to second base is Ryan Schumer. So look at the signals. You're going to step back in. Ben Mazur. Peering in, looking at signals. Out of the stretch, Cohen Craig, now the set. Here comes the pitch. Outside edge, strike called. Nice get a lot of outside edge pitches. Maybe they'll start taking it the other way. Here comes the pitch from Craig. Breaking pitch. Broke, it'll be a foul ball. Foul ball, he says it was vertical, outside the baseline, it's the highest off the ground foul ball, full swing. Coming back to pick up the bat. Pretty good sportsmanship. Ethan Pickering hands Ben Mazur the bat. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Runner at second base is Schumer. They're going to hover around second base. Here comes a pitch from Craig. Ground ball up the middle, off for Craig's glove. He slowed it up. It's picked up by the second baseman, Colton Metzger. That's going to have to go down in the book as a base hit. It was right on top of a short hop. Right there, Tobin Craig, he tried to glove it. Difficult play, but he did slow it down. So runners on the corners for the Knights. Ben Mazur at first base. Ryan Schumer at third base. Stepping in, left-handed batter. Caden Minnick. Cade Minnick, four at-bats versus St. Joseph on Saturday evening. He got two base hits and two RBI. Pitch comes in outside. That's called strike. Going to get a pickle, a rundown. They're going to misplay the baseball there at second base. Shortstop Boyles as the Knights try to get in that pickle between second and first. Misplayed baseball coming in to score. First run of the ball game for the Knights is Ryan Schumer. Stepping back in, Caden Minnick. Junior class member, left-handed batter. Here's the pitch. Ball outside. Count goes 2-0. Caden Minnick getting back in the swing of playing baseball. I'm sure he's having fun. Here comes the set. Here comes the pitch. Low for a ball. 3-0. I've said it before, Cade Minnick has one of the best eyes at the plate I've seen in a long time. Three balls, no strikes. Here comes the pitch. Outside, I believe that's ball three. 3-1, they've got a strike on the board. So it's a 3-1 count to Cade Minnick. Peering in, looking at signals, now out of a set. Here's the pitch from Craig. Going to be a rocket to second base, and it's caught by second baseman Colton Metzger. The line drive shot off the bat and caught. So the Knights pick up one. They leave one on base. They get a base hit on the ground to right field. Ryan Schumer, he comes around to score. So we'll mention a little bit about Central Catholic Knights. Central Catholic Knights High School. They were founded in 1956. They have a school enrollment of 294. The Class 1A sectional 54, six in their sectional. The sectional will be played at Central Catholic High School. In their sectional, Attica, Covington, Fountain Central, Lafayette Central Catholic, North Vermilion, and Riverton Park. The principal at LCC is Melissa Robertson. The athletic director is Tim Bourdonnais. The assistant ADs are Julia Denhart and Charlie Roberts. The athletic trainer is Sarah Igo, soon to be a mom. Lafayette Central Catholic High School is located at 2410 South 9th Street, Lafayette, Indiana, 47909. You can dial them up at 765-474-2496. On the web, it's lccathletics.com. On Twitter, at @LCC_athletics. The Weather Scholars, navy and white. They perform in the Hoosier Conference. There are 10 teams in the Hoosier Conference, east and west. In the east, it's like this presently. Lewis Cass is 0-7, 0-2 in the east. Hamilton Heights, they're 7-4, 2-2 in the east. Northwestern, that's a game coming up this week. Northwestern, 9-3, they're 2-2 in the east. Tipton, they're 0-7, they're 0-4 in the east. Western, 10-1, they're 6-0 in the east. In the west division, it's Benton Central. They're 5-6, 2-2. Central Catholic, 9-5, 5-0. Rensselaer Central, 2-4, they're 0-4. Twin Lakes, 7-4, they're 4-1. West Lafayette, they're 1-9, they're 0-4. Central Catholic, currently 9 wins, 5 losses. They're 5-0 in the Hoosier Conference West. Their head coach is Tim Bordenay. He's an 87 graduate from Central Catholic. And as mentioned, the next game will be between these two teams. It'll happen tomorrow night at 6 p.m., the 25th, at Lafayette Central Catholic. Lafayette Central Catholic will have another game this week. It'll be Thursday, the 27th, at 6 p.m., home game versus the Northwestern Tigers. Stepping into bat, number 7. He does the pitching. That's Cohen Craig for Rensselaer Central Bombers. First pitch outside is called strike. On the pitcher's mound for Central Catholic is Tyler Fox. Tyler Fox wears number 14. He enters this game with 3 innings under his belt. Next pitch, swung on, foul tip in the glove, strike called. Count goes 0-2. Tyler Fox has faced 16 batters. He's thrown 65 pitches. And he's allowed 1 hit, 2 runs. Both runs were earned. Foul ball back to the screen. You're going to stay alive in the batter's box. Cohen Craig, first batter for Rensselaer Central. Tyler Fox has walked 3. He struck out 4. 2 of those strikeouts, he went down looking. Tyler Fox has hit 2 batters. And a base hit over second base, going to get to the grass. 0-9 gave it a valiant effort. Couldn't quite climb high enough to get the baseball. Base hit off the bat is Cohen Craig. So Cohen Craig is aboard. Stepping in is number 3, Dylan Simmons. Dylan Simmons playing left field in this ball game. He steps into bat. Right now, Dylan Simmons, right-handed batter. Pickoff move from the righty. Pretty good velocity on that first attempt for a pickoff. Ryan Schumer puts a tag on, but behind Cohen Craig getting back safely. They get a modest lead there to that cutout. Right-handed batter Dylan Simmons. Here's the pitch. He's going to square the bunt. He squares the bunt. They're going to call a strike. Say he offered. It was low and outside. Short hopping the pitch right there was Jackson Kane. Jackson Kane picks it up. Cohen Craig, he elects to stay still. They're going to bunt and run, not run and bunt. Here comes the pitch. Breaking pitch. Just foul. Up on the grass there was Mikey Stapleton. He's probably about 75 feet away from home plate. He might be backing up just a little bit. There are 2 strikes, but that doesn't mean he cannot bunt. Evan Deanhart is very good at bunting with 2 strikes. Peering in, looking at signals, now out of the stretch, now the set. Pickoff move, first base, head first, back in there, safe, is Cohen Craig. Stepping back in, right-handed batter, Dylan Simmons. 2 strikes, here's the pitch. Outside edge, he lets it go by, strike 3. Tyler Fox picks up another strikeout and sends him down looking. Next batter to step in, he wears number 13. That's Tommy Boyles. Tommy Boyles is shortstop. To step in, he's batting in the three position. One runner aboard at first base. Cohen Craig, he's taking off for second base. Rocket shot by the arm of Jackson Kane. He says, show me the baseball. He's going to call him safe. I thought he was asking for the baseball to be shown, and he's safe at second base. Nice sprint, nice slide. It was a bang-bang play. So stepping back in. One ball, no strikes. Tommy Boyles, right-handed batter. Working from the stretch. Now the set, check second base. Here's the pitch. Frenzy pitch finishes low. Count goes 2-0. Tommy Boyles will keep 1 foot in the box, 1 foot out. He'll look for signals. Right there, Coach Jared Courtney at third base. Peering in, looking at signals. Now out of the set, here's the pitch. Outside, a ball. Just outside. Some umpires calling the strike zone. That was just outside. It wasn't a foot and a half outside. Working from the stretch, now the set. Here comes the pitch. Inside edge, called strike. Let's it go by. Count goes 2-1. Difficult to see the scoreboard. It got dots right there for balls and strikes. I'm 350 feet away. Here comes the pitch. Full swing, ground ball left of third base. They'll let that go by. Dugout will go out to get it. Will mention Rensselaer Central, they occupy the third base dugout. Knights occupy the first base dugout. Working from a stretch, now the set. Here comes the pitch. High for ball four. There was a 3-1 count. Jogging to first base is number 13, Tommy Boyles. So Craig gets aboard as a base hit. Tommy Boyles is at first base. With a walk, stepping into bat, the four-hitter, Brayson Johns. Brayson Johns doing the DH, and he'll start out as a player DH. He's batting in place of Jace O'Neill, number one, in right field. Backdoor curveball, just low. Just below the strike zone, broke late. Good stop by Jackson Kane. There comes a 1-0 pitch. To Brayson Johns, out of the set, here's the pitch. Breaking pitch, just inside. Tyler Fox had the curveball working. He'll get it dialed in. Working out a stretch, now the set, here comes the pitch. Fastball, just low, Jackson Kane going to jog out. Jackson Kane, a sophomore, going to go out there and talk with Mr. Tyler Fox. Tyler Fox, a member of the senior class. He's 6'2", 175. He's got that lanky build for a pitcher. Here comes the set, and here comes the 2-0. Strike called. Inside half, fastball. Take that back, it might be 3-1. Need to have a counter in my hand. I do not. Working this fastball right here. Full swing, foul ball, back to the screen. Tyler Fox climbs back to a 3-2 count. Three balls, two strikes. Tyler Fox peers in, looks at signals from Jackson Kane. Now the set, he'll check second base. Here's the 3-2. Inside half, he'll call the strike. Watches it go by. That's Brayson Johns. Tyler Fox. Two outs in the inning. Tyler Fox has struck out two. He set both of them down looking to step in the five hitter for Rensselaer Central. Number 35, Colton Metzger. Colton Metzger batting. He's a second baseman. Breaking pitch going to get by Jackson Kane. He'll pick it up to his left about 10 feet from home plate. Both runners taking advantage of the misplayed baseball. So Rensselaer Central has runners at second and third base. Stepping back in, 1-0 kill. Five hitter, Colton Metzger. Colton Metzger batting 4-12 on the season. Here's the pitch. Outside of ball. Two balls, no strikes. Steps back in. Tyler Fox working from the stretch. Now the set. Here comes the 2-0 pitch. Outside half, fastball called strike. Count goes 2-1. 2-1 stays in the box. Runners at second and third base. Out of the set, Tyler Fox, here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Count goes 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Five hitter, Colton Nestor. Two aboard for for the Bombers of Rensselaer Central. Here's the pitch. Ball outside. Jackson King tries to frame it. Difficult task to fool the umpire. If you frame with your forearm, you frame with your wrist, they'll appreciate that and you'll be better off to get a strike. Here's the pitch. Outside, ball four. Bases loaded. All three bases occupied. Two out. Bottom of the first inning, timeout on the diamond. Coach Bourdain going to walk out, have a meeting with the infield, and working right there on the diamond. We'll mention, you got a great spot to work here tonight. We're just behind home plate up in the press box. To the left is the public address, and over here, very kind, gentle atmosphere. Feel pretty welcome right here. The hospitality's good. I didn't get a Subway sandwich, but I'm not that hungry. So meeting breaks up. Coach Bourdain back in the dugout. Stepping in. Going to bat with bases loaded. Number 10, Ethan Pickering. He does the catching for the Bombers. First pitch. Fastball right across the dish. Strike called. Number 10, Ethan Pickering, steps back in, another right-handed batter. Out of stretch, now the set, here comes the pitch. Breaking pitch right across the dish. It got enough of the plate. Broke away, well-spotted pitch by Tyler Fox. Down goes 0-2. Working from the stretch, now the set, is the 0-2 pitch. Low for a ball. Number 10 in the batter's box, he's the sixth hitter for the Bombers, Ethan Pickering. Pretty solid young man. Been in the weight room. That's pretty evident. Here comes the 1-2 pitch. Outside of ball. Broke rate. Count goes 2-2. Home plate umpire giving us the count very well, very nicely for each pitch. Usually that first pitch goes by, you don't really give the count for the first pitch. But when the second pitch goes by, you begin giving a count between each pitch. Here comes the pitch from Tyler Fox. Fastball. He reached back, got some more MPH. Finishes high. Two balls. Take that back. 3-2 count. Bases loaded. Tyler Fox peers in. Jackson King delivers the signal. He reflects it from the dugout. Here comes the 3-2 pitch. Outside, ball four. Run comes in to score. Tie ball game. Still in the bottom of the first inning. Bombers batting. Bases loaded once again. Six-pitch walk for Ethan Pickering. Next batter steps in, number four, Daniel Marlowe. Daniel Marlowe is the first baseman. He's the seven hitter. Bases occupied. Here's the pitch from Fox. Outside edge, called strike. No balls, one strike. Daniel Marlowe, number four. Here comes a pitch from Fox. Swing and a miss. So swing and a miss, he'll step back in. Daniel Marlowe. No balls, two strikes. Working out a stretch. Now the set. Here's the 0-2. Outside of ball. 0-2 pitch, placing well. Count goes 1-2. PNN looking at signals. Working out a set. Here comes the pitch. breaking pitch, chest finish a bit late, hit the top of that plate, the front edge of it, but they broke low prior to getting there. So the count goes 2-2. 2-2, two strikes, two outs, here's the pitch. If they can drive the left field and appear on it, get a beat on it, and making the catch is Keaton Brooks. So the Knights are out of the inning. Rensselaer Central leaves three on base. Rensselaer Central comes up with one. After one complete inning, Rensselaer Central won. Central Catholic won. And they're playing some good music up here, but we're talking about sponsorships, and we're thankful for support sponsors making this season work well. And we'll mention this game is in, sponsored by Larson and Sons Target Sports. Larson and Sons Target Sports, located at 408 South Main Street, Sheridan, Indiana, 46069. You can dial them up at 317-758-5886. Again, that's 317-758-5886. New and used certified gun sales. Buy, sell, and trade. Gunsmithing and repairs are welcome at Target Sports. You can visit them on Facebook at Larson & Sons Target Sports. You can ask them about a local gun range for safe practice shooting. That's Target Sports. And I'm playing some good music. The Eagles. Eagles band, little Don Henley, when he sang for the Eagles. He's on a solo right now and still doing well. Don Henley. So they're coming in. The catchers have his gear on. Ethan Pickering. He finished the inning, I believe, at second base. And he's got his gear on now. He's going to catch for Cohen Craig. He's going to throw one down from his knees, and it's a frozen rope. Johnny Bench style. So he's going to step in for the Knights. In the bat is number three, Jackson Kane. He's the sixth hitter. Playing the catcher's position versus St. Joseph on Saturday night. He was at the plate four times. He got two hits in the ballgame, 2-for-4. Here comes the first pitch to Jackson. Low for a ball. Home plate umpire, kind of flinching a little bit. He doesn't want to get hit. He's there to perform a duty, and all the guys on the field are glad he's here. Second pitch, swing and a miss. One ball, one strike. He'll step back in. Peering in, looking at signals, is Cohen Craig. Out of a set, here comes the pitch. Tight, inside, a bit tall. Count goes 2-1. Two balls, one strike. A right-handed batter, Jackson Kane. He went yard, center field. I think it's Benton Central. But he's going to go ground ball, third base. It's fielded right there by Drew Kane. So Drew Kane throws out Jackson Kane at first base. The putout registered with Daniel Marlowe. There's one out at the top of the second. Next batter for the Knights going to step in. Number 33, Bren Robbins. Bren Robbins plays center field. He had two at-bats on Saturday night. He got one run scored. He got one hit. He got an RBI. He walked once, and he struck out once. So he basically hit for the extra cycle. First pitch, breaking pitch, comes in a ball. Steps back in. Working from the stretch, now the set. It's a 1-0. Low for ball two. Bren Robbins is dressed warm. He's got the facial area covered. That's a good idea. The warmer you are, the better you perform. Here comes the pitch. Pitch comes in, strike called. Count goes 2-1 to Bren Robbins, senior athlete. Played center field. Working from the stretch, now the set. Here's the 2-1. Ground ball, could be a base hit. It's the left field. It goes between third and second base. A nice, valiant effort from Drew Kane. He laid out for it. Couldn't quite reach it. The Knights have one aboard. It's Bren Robbins at first base, stepping in the back for the Knights, the 8 hitter. He does the pitching in this ballgame for the Knights. Number 14, Tyler Fox. Tyler Fox got himself aboard Saturday night with a double. Here comes the pitch. Low and outside breaking pitch. So, one ball, no strikes, signals being given. Third base coach, Tim Bordenay. Several signals given. Probably some decoys in there. I don't know if they have an initiator. Here comes the pitch. Foul ball. Gonna get Tyler Fox on a full swing. It bounces off the dirt. Gets him on the leg while in the batter's box. I don't know if coach has the indicator. I'm guessing he probably does. So, count goes 1-1. Several signals given. A 1-1 ball game. Knights got one in the first. And so their Central got one in the bottom. So we're in the top of the second inning. Going to have a little bit of a conversation here. He's going to check the count. Once in a while, the count can get lost. Say what, when you see a foul ball and it's hit, sometimes you forget to click your clicker. And then you think you got the count right, but it's not right. Base hit over shortstop. Tyler Fox is on fire with the bat. Tyler Fox at first base. Moving to second base is Bren Robbins. So Bren Robbins and Tyler Fox are aboard. Hudson Gutwein going to jog out. Going to be the courtesy runner for Tyler Fox. Number 9, Hudson Gutwein. And they're going to make the adjustments on that miniature stenographer's pad that the home plate umpire should get extra pay for economics. I mean, he really has to do quite a bit in a ball game, but he likes doing it. He steps back in. Mask is on. Stepping into bat, Mikey Stapleton. Where's number 11? Playing third base. Here's the pitch. Breaking pitch. Spotted well, positioned well for a strike. So number 7, Cohen Craig, he's got full capability with that curveball himself. Out of the set, here's the pitch. Ground ball in the infield. Going to get through third base and shortstop on the ground. And Stapleton going to pick up an RBI and a single. So the Knights have two aboard. Mikey Stapleton is at first base. Hudson Gutwein is at second base. One out here in the top of the second. One run in here in the inning. Knights go up 2-1. Stepping into bat second time, number 12, Owen Munn. Owen Munn, 14 games under his belt. Right into the batter, here comes a pitch from Cohen. Breaking pitch, well spotted. Placed well, strike called. Owen Munn, 57 plate appearances, 48 official at bats. Owen Munn batting .438. That right-handed batter's box, a .500 on base percentage. Here's the pitch. In a foul ball. Foul ball off the surface on his back swing. The ball came up, hit the bat. So Owen Munn on the season. He got 21 hits. He leads the team with hit in the hit department with 21. 18 are singles. 3 are doubles. He got 12 RBI. He's crossed the plate 22 times himself. Breaking pitch outside. Good block from Ethan Pickering. Kept that ball in front of him. Runners at first and second. One out. Top of the second inning. 0-9, right-handed batter. Starting up the lineup once again. Here comes the pitch from Cohen Craig. Breaking pitch just missed. Almost got a piece of the dish before it broke away. So this step back in. 2-2 count. Owen Munn. Here comes the set. Check second base. Is the 2-2. Low for a ball. Think I might have misspoke. Yeah, 3-2. 3-2 on the scoreboard. Owen Munn going to step back in, 2 aboard. one out, top of the second inning. Working from a stretch, now the set. Here comes a 3-1. Should say 3-2. Pitch comes in, swing and a miss. 0-9 will walk back to the dugout. So there are two out here in the top of the second. Next batter going to step in. He's a two-hitter, number 24, Evan Dienhart. Evan Dienhart in 14 games, 54 play appearances, 37 official at-bats. Here comes the pitch. You put a bunt down. Foul ball, left side. Try to put that bunt down with two out. He can beat it out. Foul ball right there. Oh, Evan Dienhart batting 324. Batting average in that right-handed batter's box, 490 on base. He's got 12 hits, 11 are singles. He's got a double, 4 RBI. He has scored 14 runs. He's walked 12 times. He's got 27 quality at-bats. Working out of the stretch, now the set. Here comes the 0-1. Outside edge, called strike. No balls, two strikes. Evan going to step back in. Ryan Schumer on deck. Ryan Schumer batting in the 3 spot tonight's ball game. Peering in, looking at signals. Checks first base out of the stretch. Now the set. Here comes the pitch. Breaking pitch, taken off for third base. Throw comes in there. Going to be safe at third base. Hudson Gutwine. And staying at first base. Going to call time on the diamond. Cohen Craig, going to pick up that wristband, going to hold it, going to read it, and he's going to pick up what's going on. He put that wristband back in his right pocket. A lot of coaches use wristbands. It's a good way to communicate. Probably don't know enough about it to speak about it, other than that. Working from the stretch, now the set. Trying to get in a pickle there. He'll steal second base. Cohen Craig was not going to step off. They were trying to get him to step off. Think about getting that pickle between first and second for the runner on third base. So runners at second and third, here comes the pitch. Breaking pitch, ground ball, shortstop. Get a room service hop and you'll throw to first base to get the put out. Tommy Boyles at shortstop goes over to Daniel Marlowe for the third out in the top of the second. Knights come up with one run. They come up with another. It's a 2-1 ball game after 1.5. The Knights going out to play defense. We'll mention defense for the Knights around the diamond. Doing the pitching is Tyler Fox. Where's number 14? His battery partner, his catcher, is Jackson Kane, number 3. At first base is Ryan Schumer. He wears number 7. At second base is Owen Munn, number 12. At shortstop is 24, Evan Dienhart. At third base, Mikey Stapleton wears number 11. In left field, 34, that's Keaton Brooks. Keaton Brooks, a nice outing pitching on Saturday night versus St. Joseph, the Indians. And in center field is number 33, Bren Robbins. In right field, number 20, Caden Minnick. And as mentioned, 27, Ben Mazur is today's player, DH, batting in place of defensive player, Keaton Brooks, in left field. Going to throw one down, frozen rope from Jackson Kane. Taking the throw is Owen Munn. He'll throw it to Evan. He'll toss it around the infield. And going to bat in the bottom of the second, Rensselaer Central Bombers. This field looks nice. They've got the nice dirt infield, manicured nicely, home plate area, brick dust right there, a little bit off tone than the infield dirt. Looks very nice. First pitch from Fox. Swung on, base hit, over shortstop. Good hit up there, wasn't even going to try. That was Evan Dienhart. Goes into left field, a nice stroke and a base hit right there. Off the bat of Drew Kane. So Drew Kane is aboard, stepping in as the 9 hitter. DJ Hanford. At DJ Hanford, I read that name the first time. I thought of Earl Hannaford, played at Martinsville, went to IU. Here comes the pitch. He was a quarterback. It's going to be a bunt right side. It's going to be a foul territory. He's going to bunt foul. So both the umpires wearing the blue overcoats, red, white, and blue shoulder stripes. So stepping back in is DJ Hanford. Runner aboard is Drew Kane. Pickoff move by Fox. Tag applied just behind Cohen Craig getting back to first base, head first. So peering in, looking at signals. Tyler Fox out of the set. Here comes the pitch. Breaking pitch. Perfectly placed. Kind of froze him up right there. Count goes at the strike, and the count goes 0-2. DJ Hanford wears number 6. Plays center field for the Bombers. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. He'll go down swinging. That was a breaking pitch. It broke a bit low. There's one out here in the bottom of the second inning. Next batter going to step in. He's the one hitter. He was lead off. Let's check that. He's the one hitter, number 7, Cohen Craig. He's batting 320. He's got 6 stolen bases. He's got some wheels. These first two batters in the lineup for Coach Courtney, they can scorch. They both got 6 stolen bases on this early season. Breaking pitch in there for a strike. Right-handed batter, Cohen Craig, takes a couple practice swings outside the box, steps back in. Tyler Fox, working out a stretch, now the set. Here's the pitch. Breaking pitch outside. Good block by Jackson Kane. So runner at first base for Rensselaer Central. Drew Kane got himself aboard with a nice base hit to left field. Here comes the pitch. Ground ball on the ground. There we go, third base. Going to go for second base and did not get him at first. Mikey Stapleton started it up at third base. Threw the second, Owen Munn, tried to relay it to first base, Ryan Schumer. But some good wheels, as spoken about, right there, the one hitter, Cohen Craig. He beats it out. You get an infield, you hit the ball in the infield, it's your idea, it's your choice. But you can ever beat that out at first base to break it up. So stepping back in, second time, Dylan Simmons. Taking off the second base, going to be a full swing. It's just foul. They're going to call it fair. Home plate umpire says it was a fair ball. So Knight Schumer picks it up, fair, steps on the bag, third out, and they're going to leave a couple of guys on base. So after two complete, Knights 2, Bombers 1, Knights going to bat here in the top of the third inning. And I'm working on the diamond right there. And I'm getting ready to go to the top of the third for the Knights. And I will also mention, this game is in part being brought to you by Lisa Stokes Bear. Lisa Stokes Bear, she's a Century 21 real estate agent. She's also a real estate broker. That means she knows quite a bit and can help you quite a bit. When you're looking for that enthusiastic real estate agent, look toward Lisa. Lisa Stokes Bear. Lisa has more than 20-plus years experience while serving clients with the utmost professionalism. Let Lisa list and or let Lisa look for your next residential or corporate relocation. Contact Lisa Stokes Bear by cellular phone or by text message. 317-513-4086. Again, her number is 317-513-4086. It's simple. When you would rather relax and rely on the real estate lady who listens, rely on experience and knowledge. Rely on Lisa Stokes Bear, Century 21, Sheets Company. You can reach her at 317-513-4086. Stepping into bat for the Knights going to be Ryan Schumer. As the infield for the Bombers put the ball back in the glove of Cohen Craig. So Ryan Schumer batting here in the top of the third inning. Ryan Schumer, we'll mention on Saturday night, he had 4 at-bats. He scored a run, 2 hits. He had a double and a home run versus the Indians Saturday night. First pitch comes in low and away, ball 1. Ryan Schumer had 3 RBI in the ballgame. Peering in, working out the stretch, now the set. Cohen Craig, just outside, ball 2. 2 balls, no strikes. Ben Mazur is on deck. 3 hitter at the plate for the Knights. Ryan Schumer. Here comes the 2-0. Outside of ball. Down goes 3-0. 3 balls, no strikes. Steps back in, left-handed batter. Ryan Schumer, a senior athlete. Here comes the pitch. Outside edge, knee high, lets it go by. Add the take sign. Count goes 3-1. 3 balls, 1 strike. Peering in, looking at signals out of stretch. Now the set. Here's the 3-1 to Schumer. Outside, ball 4. Ryan Schumer jogs to first base. Picks up his 16th walk on the season. 16th walk in 14 games. So stepping into bat is Ben Mazur. A couple of signals given by Coach Fortney. At first base, Ryan Schumer. Nobody out, top of the third inning. Ben Mazur, right-handed batter, right-handed pitcher. Tobin Craig, first pitch, breaking pitch, finished outside. Tobin Craig going to work on that landing spot right there on the pitcher's mound. Peering in, looking at signals, out of the stretch. Now the set. Here comes the 1-0 pitch. Outside edge. Just below the kneecaps. Front edge of the plate. Count goes 1-1. Steps back in. Ben Mazur. Checks first base out of the stretch. Cohen Craig. Pickoff move. Safe at first base. Daniel Marlowe, number 4. Puts the tag on Schumer, just behind Schumer, getting back. 1 ball, 1 strike, nobody out. Ben Mazur batting. Out of the set, Cohen Craig pitch, just inside. Right there near the zone. Home plate umpire has a good vision of the strike zone here in this ballgame. 2 balls, 1 strike, here's the pitch. Swung on, ground ball, third base, picked up by Drew Kane. They'll go to second base. They'll get the lead runner. Ryan Schumer will jog back to first base. Through the home plate. I should say through the dugout. Ryan Schumer through the dugout. And Ben Mazur will take over at first base on the fielder's choice. So checking into bat right here, stepping in, Caden Minnick. Caden Minnick. Left-handed batter, working from the stretch, now the set, Cohen Craig, first pitch, called strike. Right there below the kneecaps, I'd much rather have to hit a low fastball than one up around the sternum. This umpire calling a good lower zone. No balls, 1 strike, out of the set, here's the pitch. Breaking pitch, finished inside. Caden Minnick, 1 ball, 1 strike, signals given, Coach Bordenay. 1 out, top of the third, Ben Mazur at first base. Looking out of the stretch, checking first base, now the set. Cohen Craig delivers, ground ball, shortstop. Fielded there by Tommy Boyles, the throw across the diamond. And Caden Minnick will beat out the throw and then some. But he does hit a ground ball. Fielder's choice, Caden Minnick will now play at first base. He'll do the running as Ben Mazur jogs off. 2 out here in the top of the third. So getting a put out there was Daniel Marlowe at first base. I couldn't quite get there, I should say. Stepping in, Jackson Kane. Right-handed batter, second time at the plate. Working from the stretch, down the set. Here's the pitch. Breaking pitch, nice backhand by catcher Ethan Pickering. 14 games, Jackson Kane, 47 plate appearances, 39 at-bats, batting 333, .435 on base percentage. Got 13 hits. Next pitch comes in. A ball low. And stepping back in the rubber is Cohen Craig. Jackson Kane steps in. Peering in looking at singles. Checks first base out of the stretch. Now the set. Pickoff move. First base. Getting back safely. Caden Minnick. Toss it back to Cohen Craig. He'll step back in the rubber. One ball, no strikes. Jackson Kane batting. Top of the third. Pitch comes in outside. A snap throw to first base. I tell you what, Ethan Pickering has quite an arm. Ethan Pickering. I'd be a little bit scared to run the bases with Ethan Pickering's arm. Stepping back in, Jackson Kane. Here comes the pitch. Inside edge, called strike. Three balls, one strike. Check singles out of the box. He'll step back in. Cade Minnick at first base. 3-1 count. Good count to hit from. Ball inside. He's going to be safe at second. Cade Minnick was thinking whether was he going to need to slide or was he not. He kind of ended up in the middle there. Crawled into second base. Wasn't really his fault. He just didn't find out quick enough. So stepping in the bat, Bren Robbins. Bren Robbins, number 33. Bren Robbins. Right-handed batter's box. Runners at first and second. Two out for the Knights. Ball comes in low. We're going to get off the glove of Pickering. And the runners are going to move up 90 feet. Knights have two aboard at second and third base. So, Coach Courtney giving some direction out of the dugout. They're going to have their defenders in the outfield move to the right. Going to be hit by pitch. Kind of lost the grip there. Hit by pitch. Bren Robbins going to jog down to first base. I believe that's the first hit by pitch Bren Robbins has absorbed this season. That's what my notes say. And stepping into bat, the eight hitter, number 14, Tyler Fox. Base is loaded with two out. Tyler Fox, a good base hit, last at bat. He'll drive one down the right field line, just fair. Tyler Fox, so what that bat has become magnetic for him in the last couple of games. So no balls, one strike. Fox going to step back in. Back in the rubber is Cohen Craig. Cohen Craig peering in, looking at signals, now the stretch. There comes the 0-1 pitch to Tyler Fox. Breaking pitch finishes outside. Short hops glove. Good stop by Ethan Pickering. Kept it in front of him. Base runners on each base for the Knights with two out. Top of the third inning. It's a 2-1 ball game. Knights in front. Peering in looking at signals. A long peer. To check first base out of the stretch. Now the set. Here's the pitch from Craig. Breaking pitch, swinging a miss. Tyler Fox took that first offering. He took down right field, went the other way. Tyler Fox, if he can begin to spray that baseball, he's going to be dangerous with the bat. Working out of the stretch, now the set. Check second base, here's the pitch. He'll take one to center field. It's going to back him up a little bit. The catch is made by DJ Hanford. Tyler Fox making good contact with the baseball. So the Knights lead 3 aboard. They come up with no runs in the top of the third inning. After 2.5, it's Knights 2. Rensselaer Central going to bat. They have 1. Getting ready to bat in the bottom of the third inning. We do thank you for tuning in. And we'll mention this game is in part being brought to you by Reynolds Farm Equipment. Reynolds Farm Equipment since 1955. They're located at 1451 East 276th Street, Atlanta, Indiana. Watch out. That's a dangerous street right there, road for for deer at night. You can visit Reynolds Farm Equipment at ReynoldsFarmEquipment.com. And now Titus Bakery and Deli. Titus Bakery and Deli, they're inside Reynolds Farm Equipment. Titus Bakery hours of operation are Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. Saturday, it's 7 a.m. to 12 noon. You can join them for breakfast and or lunch. We'll also mention Reynolds Farm Equipment. Reynolds Farm Equipment, their hours of operation are Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. Saturday, they're open 7:30 a.m. to 12 noon. They're closed on Sunday. That's Titus Bakery and Deli in Reynolds Farm Equipment. Grab a hot coffee and a donut or that hot breakfast you've been looking for. Stop in and visit Reynolds Farm Equipment and Titus Bakery in Deli. They're along U.S. 31 in northern Hamilton County. So they put the ball back in the glove of Tyler Fox. He'll step in to bat the three-hitter for the Bombers, number 13, Tommy Boyles. He plays shortstop. So he'll step in, right-handed batter. Bottom of the third inning. That sun is shining beautifully. What a day for a ball game. First pitch comes in high for ball one. Tyler Fox, pretty good velocity. Tyler Fox, peering in. Here comes the wind in the pitch. Swung on, swing and a miss. So let's step back in. One ball, one strike. Tommy Boyles, number 13. He's a senior. Here comes the pitch. Ground ball, third base, fielded by Mikey Stapleton. He'll throw across the diamond. The throw brings Ryan Schumer off the bag. Ryan Schumer waves at Tommy Boyles as he goes by. And Ryan Schumer, with his body language, I mean, Ryan Schumer's about as honest as they come. And he thought he got him. And the base umpires called him safe. They're going to talk with each other. I really don't think they can change this call, but they can converse with each other, and he's safe. So, runner aboard is Tommy Boyles. Bottom of the third inning, nobody out. Left-hander batter going to step in. Brayson Johns. Brayson Johns, as mentioned, batting 529. Maybe I didn't mention that yet. 529, 9 RBI, and 2 home runs. Left-handed batter. First pickoff move at first base. Tag applied by Schumer. Back safely is Boyles. So Tyler Fox trying to keep him close to first base. First pitch to Johns. Swung on, foul ball, going to get off the foot of Johns in that batter's box. Some guys wear the apparatus down there on their shin, kind of covering the first basic part of their upper foot. But I'm sure it's kind of uncomfortable to wear something like that. You see a lot of MLB players, a lot of them wear those. Because them pitches coming in at 90 and 100 mile per hour. I heard they clocked a guy at 110 recently. Here comes the pitch. Swung on, ground ball. Right side, foul ball. Right of first base. No balls, two strikes. Two swings. Came up empty on both. Brayson Johns is the four hitter. Peering in, looking at signals. Tyler Fox, out of the set. Here comes the 0-2. Breaking pitch caught him inside. Started at the plate. It broke inside and low. Nice place pitch. First swing and a miss, and there's one out. Excuse me. Two outs. No, check that. One out, Meyer. One out, two batters. At first base is Tommy Boyles. Out of a set. Here comes the pitch. Will be square to bunt. Pitch comes in, it's a ball inside, throw to second base, takes off for the base anyway, Tommy Boyles, and Tommy Boyles is safe at second base. Tommy Boyles, he's listed as an outfielder, an infielder, and a pitcher. He's the kind of player Coach Courtney likes to coach. Working from a stretch, now the set. Checks second base again, here's the pitch. Ground ball, shortstop. Evan Dehart fields it. He'll throw across the diamond, get the put out with Ryan Schumer. There are two out here in the bottom of the third. Runner moves over. Tommy Boyles is now at third base. So tying run is at third base for Rensselaer Central. Stepping into bat, number 10, Ethan Pickering. Pickering batting an even 300. Six RBI. He's got one home run. Out of the set, here comes the pitch to Pickering. Outside edge called strike. About kneecap high. Count goes 0-1. Peering in, looking at signals. Out of the stretch, checks third base out of the set. Here comes the 0-1 to Pickering. Broke low, he swung, swinging a miss. Count goes 0-2. Right-handed batter's box. Stepping back in, the six-hitter, Ethan Pickering. Here comes the 0-2. Breaking pitch, in there for a strike. Pickering lets it go by, and Tyler Fox picks up another strikeout, looking. So the Knights are going to bat in the top of the fourth. Knights leave, they strand one runner. Their defense strands the runner at third base. It's Tommy Boyles. And after three complete innings, Knights 2, Bombers 1. So they're getting ready to take some warm-up tosses right there. And we do thank you for tuning in. We'll mention a little bit about Indiana baseball rankings. These are the current Indiana baseball rankings, state rankings, last updated on Friday, this past Friday, the 21st. And we'll mention here are the top 10. I think I'll mention the 11th after. But the top 10 are like this. At number one in the state of Indiana, the Carmel Greyhounds. They're currently 8-1. The Knights will play them at Central Catholic on May the 3rd at 6 p.m. A year ago, it was then 10-4 Carmel and 11-3 Lafayette Central Catholic. Carmel got the win at Carmel last year, 1-0. Ben Mazur, a complete ball game on the mound, an incredible outing. Just that one pitch, Carmel four-hitter in his second at-bat, went yard with it, and that was the game, 1-0. So looking for another good game this coming up, May 3rd. That's just around the corner. So stepping into bat for the Knights is number 11, Mikey Stapleton. Mikey Stapleton is a nine-hitter playing third base. Mikey Stapleton has to play. Right-handed batter is the pitch from Craig. Inside a ball. Nearly got him. Got out of the way. Mikey Stapleton in five games, 11 at-bats. He's got eight official at-bats. He's got 300 on-base percentage. He's got a base hit. You know, foul one left side at third base. Could be backhanded by Coach Bordenay with no glove. So he'll toss it back to the pitcher. And Mikey Stapleton will step back in. Mikey Stapleton has scored two runs. He's walked twice. Six quality at-bats. Ground ball. Going to go back to the pitcher. Left side. Cohen will field it. You throw across the diamond. Cohen Craig gets the put out with Daniel Marlowe. There's one out here in the top of the fourth. Next batter we'll see once again, third time at the plate tonight, number 12, Owen Munn. Owen Munn going to step in. Owen Munn on the season, batting .438. He's got an on-base percentage of .500. Right-handed batter, working from the wind-up, the stretch. First pitch comes in there, breaking pitch. Owen Munn, it was too late to swing when he saw it was going to be a good pitch. So count goes 0-1, steps back in, right-handed batter. Out of stretch, here comes the pitch. Ground ball, foul ball in the box, going to get him. He's okay. Count goes 0-2. Owen Munn on the season, 30 quality at-bats, 30 quality at-bats, 48 at-bats. So 18 of those weren't quality. Here comes a pitch. Swing and miss, going to drop off the table. Breaking pitch. He comes up empty. He'll walk back to the dugout. There are two out here in the top of the fourth. Stepping into bat once again, number 24, Evan Dienhart. Evan Dienhart had a base hit on Saturday night. Three at-bats. He scored twice. First pitch, breaking pitch, outside of ball. Good backhand by Ethan Pickering. 24, Evan Dienhart, batting 324. On base, 490. Here's the pitch. Outside, ball two. So Dienhart going to step back in. He's got 12 hits on the season, 4 RBI. He's walked 12 times. He's got 27 quality at-bats. He's got 3 stolen bases. He takes a strike. Knees tap high, inside half the plate. Count goes 2-1. As mentioned, Evan Dienhart, 27 quality at-bats, 3 stolen bases. He has not been thrown out. Curveball comes in low. Count goes 3-1. We're going to now stretch. Now the set. Here's the 3-1 to Dienhart. Ball 4. Short off the glove of Pickering. Dienhart jogging down to first base. Two out. Top of the fourth inning. A 2-1 ball game. Knights in front. Outfield moves over to the left to play Ryan Schumer to pull the baseball. Schumer in the batter's box. Out of the set, here comes the pitch. He'll foul one straight back to the screen just underneath the baseball. No balls, one strike. Ben Mazur on deck. Ryan Schumer looks at single, steps back in. Evan Dienhart has mentioned 3 stolen bases. He's yet to be thrown out. Out of the set, here's the pitch. High and tight. One ball, one strike. 1-1 count to Ryan Schumer. Signals given from Coach Bordenay. Getting his lead at first base, Evan Dienhart. Out of the set, here comes the pitch to Schumer. Inside half, calls it a strike. Head first in there. Safe at second. Misplaying the throw right there with shortstop Tommy Boyles. If he'd have caught that baseball, that would have been an interesting hit and miss right there for Evan Dienhart. Might have been his first thrown out run of the season. But the ball wasn't handled by Boyles. Stepping back in, Ryan Schumer. 1-2 pitch. Breaking pitch, he'll take it the other way, foul ball. He watched the break, picked it up, took it the other way. He's protecting the dish. 1-2 count once again. So step back in. Ryan Schumer. At the pitcher's mound, Cohen Craig. Cohen Craig, we'll mention, is a senior athlete. Peering in, looking at signals. Long peer. Now out of the set. Checks second base. Here comes the 1-2. Outside of ball. 2-2 count. 2-2 count, they said this week it's going to hover around the 50-degree mark, and they wasn't kidding. Working out a stretch, now we're going to a set. Check second base, here comes a pitch from Craig to Schumer. You know, pop one up. It's going to float, they're going to give it a run, it's going to float out of play, and a good effort by the catcher Pickering and the pitcher, Cohen Craig, all the way over to the screen. So they give him a ball, and give him another ball, and he's walked back to the pitcher's rubber. Still a 1-2 count to Schumer, protecting the dish. Left-handed batter, right-handed pitcher out of the set. Here's the 1-2 again. Breaking pitch, he got a piece of it. He stays alive in the box. He got a piece of that one. As mentioned, he got his 16th walk of the season here in this ball game. He's only walked back to the dugout 5 times the whole season. He's been to the plate 55 times. Out of the set, here comes the pitch. Inside a ball. Schumer kind of got out of the way with it. He turned his body towards the umpire. He had it turned. He'd be on first base now with a hit by pitch. You don't like to do that. He's been hit 3 times this year. Here comes the pitch. He's going to pop one up center field. Going to give the ball a ride. Coming in to make the catch. Does make the catch. Center fielder DJ Hanford. But DJ Hanford was a little bit nervous there for a moment. So the Knights are out of the inning. They'll walk back. They'll pick up their gloves. Knights couldn't come up with a run in the third or the fourth. They'll play defensively, and the Rensselaer Bombers are going to bat in the bottom of the fourth. After 3.5, Central Catholic 2, Rensselaer Central 1. And we do thank you for tuning in. And again, we'll finish that up. Indiana baseball rankings, these are current. They were last updated on the 21st, that's last Friday. And it's like this, we talked about the Carmel game. In second position this week, Indiana baseball rankings, Center Grove, they're the Trojans, they're 12-1. Third spot are the Noblesville Millers. Noblesville Millers, they're 10-3. Number four spot is the Carroll Chargers. That's up south, up north, the Chargers. They're 10-0. Number five spot is Lake Central Indians. They're 10-1. In the sixth position is Evansville North. They are the Huskies. They're 10-2. Number seven spot, Mount Vernon, the Marauders. They're local. They're pretty local. They're 10-2. Number eight spot, Bedford North Lawrence, the Stars, 8-3. When you say Bedford North Lawrence, I pretty much think of Damon Bailey, Bobby Knight. Knew he wanted to recruit him when Damon Bailey was an eighth grader. Damon Bailey ended up coaching his daughter, girls basketball there at Bedford North Lawrence as an assistant. At number 9, it's Forest Park Rangers. They're 9-1. Number 10, Bloomington North. They are the Cougars. Central Catholic played Bloomington North at Grand Park not long ago. Got the win. I think it's 3-1. Tom Crean's son was a DH that game. They're 8-0. And at number 11, it's the Guerin Catholic Golden Eagles, 9-1. Stepping in the bat, number 4. For Rensselaer Central, Daniel Marlowe, here's the pitch. Outside edge fastball for a strike. Daniel Marlowe playing a good first base. Handles the glove well. Working from the windup, Tyler Fox, here's the 0-1. Going to pop one up on the infield. Ryan Schumer going to call it. Owen Munn going to call him off and make the catch. It's all about getting the catch, getting the out. Doesn't matter who catches it. That's the first out. Here in the bottom of the fourth inning. So he'll jog back to the dugout. He'll get his first baseman's glove. He'll continue to play defensively very well. So stepping into bat, going to be the eighth hitter, number 11, Drew Kane. Drew Kane is the third baseman. Right in their batter, first pitch from Fox. Breaking pitch, just missed. Kind of froze up. Froze up Drew Kane. He didn't know that breaking pitch was get that good a break. He's kind of bailing out. So one ball, no strike. Second pitch from Fox. Swing and a miss. Outside half. Fastball. One ball, one strike. One out. Bottom of the fourth inning. A 2-1 ball game. Here comes the pitch from Fox. Breaking pitch. Broke early. Good short hop catch right there. Gets blocked by Jackson Kane. A step back in. Peering in, here comes the wind, here comes the pitch. Gonna take a shot back up the middle. Gonna play it. Gonna be played by Dean Hart. They'll throw across the diamond. It'll be a short hop and a nice stop by Ryan Schumer. And they'll get the put out. Evan Dean Hart made that stop behind, directly behind second base. It's your one short hop, but Ryan Schumer bails him out for the second out here in the bottom of the fourth. Next batter going to step in. The nine hitter was number six, DJ Hanford. First pitch from Fox is outside of ball. One ball, no strikes. DJ Hanford. Here comes the second pitch from Fox. Ground ball in the infield. Over the head of Fox, picked up by Owen Munn. Owen Munn couldn't make a good throw, and Ryan Schumer couldn't bail him out that time. It goes back to the foul fence. And going over to second base is DJ Hanford. He will reach on air, and he'll get second base out of it. So then he'll toss it back in, get a different baseball. Tyler Fox. That one definitely had some dirt in the seams. Dirt in the seams, that gives you a weighted baseball. If it's weighted, you don't get a true pitch that you're wanting to throw. So stepping in, the one hitter. Cohen Craig is doing the pitching. He's gone the distance for the Bombers. Breaking pitch, out of play. Foul ball. Protecting that zone, senior athlete. He's batting 320. He's got six stolen bases in just seven games. Here comes a pitch from Fox. Ground ball, third base. Mikey Stapleton, a rough hop. Going to get to his glass, going to go off the glove. And the Bombers have runners at first and second base. So next batter going to step in. Where's number three? He's the two-hitter.
Dylan Simmons
playing left field for the Bombers, right-handed batter. Two out, two aboard, first and second base for Rensselaer Central. First pitch, outside edge, called strike, fastball. Number three, Dylan Simmons. Dylan Simmons going to step back in. Out of set, here comes the pitch, outside of ball. One ball, one strike. Dylan Simmons, a member of the sophomore class. Simmons batting in second position as a sophomore. Check second base, here's the pitch. To take a drive, going to get over the head of Owen Munn, going to right field. Caden Minnick tosses it back in. Hits the cutoff, Ryan Schumer. And the Bombers have three aboard. With two out here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Next batter going to step in. Going to be the three-hitter, Tommy Boyles. Tommy Boyles got himself aboard last at-bat. He'll step in now, right-handed batter. Timeout on the diamond. Coach Bortney going to walk out, talk to his infield. Talk to Tyler Fox. As mentioned, two out. Bases are occupied. Bases are loaded. Next batter going to step in. He's a three-hitter. Tommy Boyles. He plays the shortstop position. So they're having a conversation out there at the pitcher's mound. And we'll mention, right there on the IHSAA.org website. Check that out. IHSAA.org. First thing you'll see when that website comes up, it says keeping education in front of athletics. High school sports in Indiana teach life lessons that go beyond the playing field. So timeout's over. Back in the rubber, peering in, looking at signals. Stepping in, right-handed batter. First pitch, breaking pitch, finishes high. Number 13, Tommy Boyles. One ball, no strikes. First run scored by Rensselaer Central. The run was walked in. The only run thus far. Outside edge, called strike. Count goes 1-1. Tommy Boyles, number 13, steps back in, member of the senior class. Here comes the pitch. Outside of ball. I still say this umpire has some good vision. Count goes 2-1. Working from the stretch. check, second base, out of set. Here's the 2-1. Swing and a miss. Count goes even at 2-2. Tyler Fox looking like he's pretty comfortable. He should be. He's pitching a good game. Working from a stretch, now the set. Time called at home plate by Tommy Boyles. He takes the hand off the bat, puts it up, facing the umpire, letting him know he wants time. It's granted. Steps back in. Working from a stretch, now the set. Here comes the pitch. Outside, low, and outside, fastball. New baseball request from Jackson Kane. Granted. He'll step back in. Tommy Boyles. Peering in, looking at signals out of the stretch. Now the set. Tyler Fox. Here comes the pickoff move at second base. Ball's going to get off the glove of Evan Dehart coming in to score from third base. Is number 6, DJ Hanford. Hanford got himself aboard. Tie ball game at 2. That pickoff move, it was a difficult handle for Evan Dehart. It was nothing really he did. The runner kind of blocked the opportunity to field the baseball. It's all about the game. Here comes the pitch. Going to take a shot to left field. Coming in, going to be a bounce in there for a base hit. We're going to go to third base. Ball's going to be thrown away. And 2 runs are going to score on that single to left field. They'll throw to third base. Ball gets away, goes into left field, right there to back him up is Keaton Brooks. So Tommy Boyles is at third base. Probably going to get credit for a single and 2 RBI. That's the playoff. So it's a 4-2 ball game with 2 outs. Bottom of the 4th inning. Getting ready to step in, number 2, the 4 hitter, Brayson Johns. Brayson Johns, the DH. Left handed batter's box. Here's a pitch. Ground ball, foul ball. Ryan Schumer lays out, makes the grab, ends up on the surface, does a somersault. But it's a foul ball. He was grabbing it just in case it was fair because it was close. No balls, 1 strike, left-handed batter steps back in. Brayson Johns, 529 average, 9 RBI. He's got 2 homers. Here comes the pitch. Breaking pitch finishes just high. 1 ball, 1 strike. Left-handed batter's box, runner at third base. 2 runs in for the Bombers. Here's the pitch. Inside, ball 2. 2 balls, 1 strike. Peering in, looking at signals. Out of the set, pitch from Fox. Going to be a rocket, going to get to center field. Diving for it was second baseman, Owen Munn. Couldn't come up with a difficult task. Wasn't going to get it. If the rocket off the bat of the 4 hitter, Brayson Johns. So he gets a single and an RBI. And the Bombers go up 5-2 with still 2 outs in the inning, bottom of the 4th. Coach Bournet calls timeout, walks out, pats Tyler Fox on the backside. With Tyler Fox going to jog out to center field. Knight's going to come out with a relief pitcher here in the bottom of the 4th with 2 outs. It's going to be Ryan Schumer. Ryan Schumer. Going to pitch. Keaton Brooks going to play first base. Tyler Fox goes out to the outfield. Probably going to play left field where Keaton Brooks was at. And Ryan Schumer going to get some warm-up tosses right here on the diamond. So he'll work himself into that. He'll get ready to go. You like the Bears? How much you like them? So anyway, they're going to get some warm-up tosses right there. Lafayette Central Catholic pitcher stepping in is Ryan Schumer. He's got 7 innings so far this season. This is appearance number 4. He has started 1 game. Ryan Schumer had faced 41 batters. He's thrown a total of 168 pitches. He's got a win-loss record of 0-1. He has allowed 7 hits. He's allowed 10 runs. Got to mention, you know, that's his infield also. But only one of those 10 was earned. He's walked 7. He struck out 10. 3 of those strikeouts, they went down looking. He's hit 1 batter. So he's getting warmed up right there, working from stretch. Right-handed hurler, Ryan Schumer. Defensive outfield, they break up. They go to their respective positions. Bren Robbins still in center field. I think Tyler Fox probably in left field. Yep, Caden Minnick still in right field. Mikey Stapleton still at third. Evan DeHart at shortstop. Owen Munn at second. And at first base is Keaton Brooks. Behind the dish is Jackson Kane. Stepping in the rubber is Schumer, Mr. Ryan Schumer. Ball slides out of the set. Checks first. Here comes the pitch. Foul tip in the glove. Jackson holds it. Strike 1. So he'll peer in. Look at first base out of the stretch. Here comes the pitch. Going to pop one foul territory. Right side. It's going to drop in no man's land. So number 35 at the plate. That's the 5-hitter, Colton Metzger. Metzger plays second base. Thus far this season, he's batting .412. Working out a stretch. Now the set. 0-2 pitch. Going to foul another one. This will go out of play right side. Protecting the dish right there is Colton Metzger. Colton Metzger, a member of the junior class. Here comes a pitch from Ryan Schumer. He'll take a stroke. He'll go right side and a foul ball. Close to the line. It was very close to a fair ball. So he'll jog back and pick up his bat. He likes hitting to that right side. So no balls, 2 strikes. 5-2 ball game, Rensselaer. 4 here in the bottom of the fourth. Here's the pitch. Outside, good shorthop. Nice stop by Jackson Kane. That shorthop is a bit shorter than you thought. It came up and he had to glove that with his glove downward. That's a pretty good stop. So count goes 2-2. There's a pitch from Schumer. Tried to check his swing, couldn't check it. Home plate umpire called the strike. So nice get out of the inning. They leave one aboard. They leave one Rensselaer bomber at first base. And at the end of 4 complete, Rensselaer Central 5, Central Catholic 2. So they're talking about it right there. We'll mention this game is also in part being brought to you by GripsAndFishers.com since 1983. Yeah, great cars, great prices, great customers, and I'll mention 40th anniversary for Fritz and Fishers and Fritz in Noblesville. We'll mention you can reach them by telephone at 317-842-2228. Again, their number is 317-842-2228. That number will ring you at their dealership right there in Fishers. They do have 2 Hamilton County locations. Their second location is Fritz in Noblesville. That's 2400 Westfield Road. That's between Noblesville and Westfield right there on State Road 32. And that's right there at Mill Creek Road, that intersection. And we'll mention next Noblesville, Indiana. You can reach them at that dealership by dialing 317-773-2232. Again, their number is 317-773-2232. You can explore their quality used car inventory. You can visit them online or you can visit them on site. That's FritzInFishers.com. F-R-I-T-Z. So they put the ball back in the glove of Cohen Craig. Number 7, he's pitching for the Bombers. Stepping into bat for the Knights. Number 27, Ben Mazur. First pitch to Mazur. Full swing, foul ball back to the screen. Down goes 0-1. Gabe Minnick on deck for the Knights. Retrieves that foul ball. Here comes a set. Here comes a pitch from Cohen. Craig, breaking pitch, finished outside. So, one ball, one strike. Here comes a pitch from Craig. Breaking pitch, well placed. Count goes 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Stepping back in, Ben Mazur. Out of the stretch, now the set. Here comes the pitch. High and tight. 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Ben Mazur batting in the fourth spot. Here comes the pitch. He's going to foul one out of play right side. Ben Mazur leads the team in RBI. Ben Mazur with 18 RBI. We hope to see TJ Bell again and again. He's got 16 RBI. Inside, off the glove. Going to get back to the screen. Down goes 3-2. I believe 3-2. Might be 2-2. Don't quote me. The dots are hard to read. So peering in, looking at signals. Working from the stretch. Now the set. Here comes the pitch. Outside, that was 3-2. He'll jog to first base. So he'll earn a walk right there. Ben Mazur now at first base. Ben Mazur on the season draws walk number 8. Getting ready to step in. Caden Minnick, he's reading signals from Coach Bourdain. He'll step in now. Left-handed batter, right-handed pitcher. Junior class batter, here's the pitch, outside of ball. 1 foot in, 1 foot out. Just a couple of signals given that time from Coach Bourdain. Here comes the 1-0 pitch. Inside, ball two. Two balls, no strikes. Jackson Kane on deck. Peering over, looking out of the stretch. Now the set, 2-0 pitch. Outside of ball. Pretty good velocity. Looked like a little bit of a tail right there. I don't know a lot of high school pitchers that can throw a screwball. Working out a stretch. Now the set. Here's the 3-0. Outside, ball four. Four-pitch walk issued to Caden Minnick. Two aboard. Timeout on the diamond. Coach Jared Courtney is going to walk out to talk with his infield. So runners at first and second base. First base is Caden Minnick. Second base is Ben Mazur. Next batter for the Knights will be Jackson Kane. And we'll mention you can make plans to book your stay. Or you can go for one day. Indiana Beach Campground and RV Resort. Indiana Beach, not far from here. You can find them at 2732 Northwest Schaefer Drive, Monticello, Indiana, 47960. You can get daily admissions, or you can get a season pass. Season pass, $69.99. Indiana Beach, Indiana Amusement Park, located in Monticello, Indiana. Make your family plans now. You can reach them at 574-583-4141. Stepping in, Jackson Kane, he squared a bunt. Outside of ball, he'll pull the bat back. One ball, no strikes. Two aboard for the Knights. Knights gave up 4 runs in the bottom of the fourth. It's a 5-2 ball game. Bombers in front. Out of the set, here comes the pitch. He'll squirt a bunt again. High pitch, pulled the bat back. He had to avoid getting hit. So two balls, no strikes. Jackson Kane, he's tied with Ryan Schumer with 3 hit-by-pitches this season. Back in the box, in the square early. Here comes the first baseman to play inside. Let the bat, he pulled the bat back, and it's a strike called. 2 balls, 1 strike. First baseman Daniel Marlowe playing well in on the grass. At third base, he's deep behind the bag, getting ready for the Ben Mazur to head towards third base, square the bunt again. Put the bunt down, third baseline, just foul. They're call fair, my bad. It was fair. The out, the inner part of the baseball was still above the line. That's about as close as you can get, unless you're a Houston Astro on AstroTurf blowing the ball foul, which they made illegal the next year. So stepping in, Brent Robbins. Going to be a base hit on the bunt from Jackson Kane. Three aboard, Robbins in the back, in the batter's box, nobody out. Short hop off the glove, good stop by Ethan Pickering. One ball, no strikes. Looks at signals. Coach Bournet gives a final hand clap. Steps back in, Brent Robbins. Brent Robbins with one home run on the season. He'll take that pitch outside of strike called, outside edge. He'll step back in, one ball, one strike. Senior athlete Brent Robbins, bases loaded for the Knights. Playing him straight away in the outfield. Here comes the pitch. He'll take a ground ball, third base. Fields it. They'll throw a home plate that gets a fourth out. They'll throw to first base. Brent Robbins beats it out. Good stop there at third base by Drew Kane. He immediately threw it home to Pickering to get the fourth out at the plate. There's one out. Bases are still loaded. Stepping in, Tyler Fox. Tyler Fox swinging a lightning bat. Last game it's versus St. Joseph. He got a double. He got himself aboard here with a base hit. Just step in, right-handed batter, Tyler Fox. Peering in, looking at signals. Cohen Craig checks first base out of the stretch. Now the set. Here's the pitch to Fox. He'll take one right field. The line shot, I should say, first base. And right there was Daniel Marlowe. Couldn't get a glove on it. It was a lightning shot past him to the foul territory. He is swinging a lightning bat. Peering in, looking at signals out of the stretch. 0-1 count to Tyler Fox. Cohen out of the set. Here comes the pitch. He's going to take a drive to right center field. He's going to drop in. He's going to score one. It's going to score two. Caden Minnick comes in to score. Jackson Kane comes in to score. Tyler Fox going to get credit for a single and two RBI. But Tyler Fox is going to go to second base on the throw. So it's a 5-4 ball game. 5-4 ball game. We're going to see C.J. Bell. C.J. Bell wearing number 18. He's going to step into bat for Mikey Stapleton, the nine-hitter, T.J. Bell, the bat right-handed. That home plate umpire going to make some notes on his lineup card. T.J. Bell, senior class member. In 14 games, T.J. Bell, 50 at-bats, 37 official at-bats. He's batting .270. That right-handed batter's box, .449 on base. He's got 10 hits, 6 singles, 2 doubles, no triples. He's got 2 round trippers. He's got 16 RBI. He can increase his RBI department at this time at the plate. So 5-4 ball game. Infield has come in. There's one out. Set position, first pitch to Bell. Outside edge, called strike. T.J. Bell, 0-1 count. He scored 8 runs. He's walked 11 times. 31 quality at-bats. Here's the pitch. Full swing. Going to get over the pitcher's head. Going to field it by the second baseman. Colton Metzger throws over to first base, but the Knights have tied the ball game. Going to be an RBI off the bat of Bell. Coming in to score, Brent Robbins. 5-5 ball game in the top of the fifth. There's one out. Stepping in the bat, 0-1 Munn. Runner at third base is Tyler Fox. First pitch, outside edge, knee high. Strike called. No balls, one strike, one out. Tyler Fox at third base. Leadoff batter in the batter's box, 0-1 Munn. You're going to take a drive. You're going to be a curveball. You get a piece of it. You're going to left field with it. And I believe there was two outs. Meyer couldn't see that. I was wondering why Tyler Fox was coming in to score. Meyer, tie ball game. Knights come up with three. The 5-5 ball game after 4.5. Rensselaer Central Bombers going to come to the plate. And we'll mention, this game is being brought to you by PutMeInSports.com. In varsity sports since 2008. Happy to support education-based high school varsity athletics. Baseball each spring with the Lafayette Central Catholic Knights. Football in the fall, Tipton Blue Devils. And basketball in the winter, Tipton Blue Devils basketball, Central Catholic Knights basketball, and Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies basketball. We thank you for listening to PutMeInSports.com. So back out on the pitcher's mound. In relief last inning is Ryan Schumer. He's working up that right arm right there, getting some velocity. First batter we'll see in the bottom of the fifth for Rensselaer Central is going to be number 10, Ethan Pickering. Plays the catcher's position. So again, I'd like to wish Mr. Chris Meeks, head football coach here at Rensselaer Central High School, he will be inducted to the 2022-23 Indiana High School Football Hall of Fame. Say what, that guy is worthy. So I'm going to play baseball right here, talking about football. Probably the coldest football game I ever attended was over here, their football field, Central Catholic. I think when Jackson Anthrop was a senior, it was absolutely unbearable. Cold. So stepping into that, Pickering gives him the first pitch from Schumer. Fouled back to the screen, just underneath the baseball. They have some left field down the line there. They got some bullpen activity. I'm going to get loose right there. I believe it's going to be number 13, Tommy Boyles, as next pitch comes in. A ball, count goes 1-1. Right-handed batter, number 10, Ethan Pickering. Working from the windup, Ryan Schumer. Ball comes in high and tight. Two balls, one strike. On deck is number 4, Daniel Marlowe. Peering in, here comes the wind and the 2-1. Tight again, maybe a bit tighter. That right-handed batter's box. Count goes 3-1. Gotta have a short memory. It's about like throwing an interception. Gotta have a short memory. Dive back in, here's the 3-1. Swung on to take a poke to right field. We go down the line. It's gonna be a fair ball. You know, he picked up the warning track by Cade Minnick. And he's gonna jog in, standing up at second base. Two base hit off the bat of the sixth hitter, Ethan Pickering. We'll see if Ethan Pickering is going to run for himself. He might run a little while until they get two outs, and then maybe Coach Courtney will bring him in to get his gear on. But he's at second base now. He's there. Got himself there on his own. And stepping into bat. Let's check, see if he missed first base. Team position umpire says he's safe. So stepping into bat, number 4, Daniel Marlowe. He plays first base. Out of the set is the pitch from Schumer. First pitch, swing and a miss. Count goes 0-1. Ethan Pickering at second base. Nobody out, 0-1. Count to Marlowe. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. They go down the count, 0-2. Ryan Schumer steps back in. Got the signal from Jackson, out of set. Check second base, here's the 0-2. Outside of ball. Ryan hitting the spot. Fishing, taking a fishing line out there, trying to get him to fish at it. Nothing doing. Count goes 1-2. Peering in, looking at signals, out of set. Check second, here's the 1-2. Gonna pop one up. Catchable right there around home plate. Going to be called for by Ryan Schumer. And I believe that might have been a fair ball. It was going to be close. Schumer caught it about 8 feet. down the third base line, still in the dirt around home plate. So there's one out, the bottom of the fifth. Next batter going to step in, he's the eight hitter, number 11, Drew Cain. Drew Cain came up with a good play in the top of the fifth, at third base, threw it back home to get the fourth out. First pitch comes in, breaking pitch outside, ball one. Nice backhand by Jackson Cain. Jackson Cain catching, Drew Cain batting. Separate teams, here's the pitch. Going to pop one up, infield, going to be called for by Keaton Brooks. Keaton Brooks makes the catch just in foul territory, right around that first base bag. Keaton Brooks playing first base. Came over from left field. Tyler Fox came off the pitcher's mound, went to the left field. Ryan Schumer went from first base to the pitcher's mound. Stepping in to bat, DJ Hanford. Here comes the pitch. Get shot just by Owen Munn at second base. Now throw one in, he's going to try to score, and the out is going to be recorded. Nice relay from Keaton Brooks to Jackson Cain in trying to score the wide slide with number 10, Ethan Pickering. And he was pretty out. So anyway, we'll go to the top of the sixth inning. Top of the sixth inning, it's a 5-5 ball game. Then we'll mention there are no lights here at Rensselaer Central, just to make a note. So we'll go to the top of the sixth and we'll mention this game is in part being brought to you by Sign Production. Sign Production, a business with a good sign, is a sign of good business. Computer generated, painted, and sandblasted signs. Billboard advertising, large format signage. Vehicle graphics and lettering, banners, and window lettering. Sign Production since 1985. You can dial them up or you can text them at 317-946-2424. Again, their number is 317-946-2424. That's Sign Production. West of Arcadia, about 3 miles. So new pitcher on the pitcher's mound for Rensselaer Central. He got some white right there by his glove. I don't know if that's tape, but I'm guessing pretty soon it's going to be removed. So he's working right there from the stretch. And I think maybe Coach Bordenay might have spotted that, and I believe he did. So he went and told the umpire, the home plate umpire, that's going to be the topic after he gets done warming up. Right-handed is pitcher, stepping to the hill right there. Number 13, Tommy Boyles, senior class member, outfielder, infielder, and a pitcher. So he'll take it. He'll take it off the tape. He'll hand it to the home plate umpire right there at the pitcher's mound. It's nothing bad. It's nothing bad at all. If you wanted to wear tape there, you probably ought to have black or red, but not white because it stimulates the baseball. It's hard enough to pick up that baseball out of that right hand. Or as that tape was on his glove side right there. He's a righty, and that's been tough to pick up. So the white uniforms are kind of still tough, but stepping into that rises him, Evan Jeanhart. Here in the top of the sixth, working from the stretch, Boyles. First pitch in there for a fastball. Boyles has a fresh arm. He's been in the bullpen last inning when he came in offensively. Here comes the second pitch to Evan Jeanhart. Breaking pitch. Good spot, inched away, ball one. One ball, one strike. Top of the sixth, 5-5 ball game. Here's the pitch to Jeanhart. Ooh, hit by pitch. Got him on the backside. That ball went behind him, but grazed his uniform. It was, you could hear it up here in the press box. As soon as it happened, he jogged down to first base. So Evan Jeanhart at first base, Ryan Schumer second batter in the inning, will step in, left-handed batter, batting in the three spot for today's ball game. Out of the set, here comes the pitch from Boyles, outside a ball. So Boyles has 1-0 count. He's getting acclimated right now. Peer in, that was stretched, now it's set. Here comes the pitch to Schumer. Swing and a miss. Healthy cut. Pretty routine swing for a Ryan Schumer. Came up empty. Count goes 1-1. Peering in looking at signals. Out of the set. Checking first base over the right shoulder. That's a difficult move. Pitch comes in. Might have been a bit low. It's called strike. It was only the second strike. He's got one more. Ryan Schumer only needs one. Working out a stretch, now the set. Checks first base, here's the pitch. Tight in that left-handed batter's box, and it got a piece of him. Ryan Schumer going to jog to first base. Home plate umpire never really acknowledged that it was a hit by pitch. But you know, Ryan Schumer is not going to try to fib. He's a good young man, like they all are. So, Ryan Schumer going to give way to a pinch runner. It's going to be Isaac Suppinger. Isaac Suppinger at first base. Now batting right-handed batter's box is going to be Ben Mazur. Home plate umpire going to adjust his stenographer's pad. He's got a lot of work. That field umpire, he's got nothing to do compared to that home plate umpire. So he'll step back in, Ben Mazur. Runners at first and second. Out of the set, here comes a pitch from Boyles. Outside, good short hop grab, backhand by Ethan Pickering, the catcher. 27, Ben Mazur steps back in. One ball, no strikes. Out of the set, here comes the pitch. Ground ball, going to be backhanded by the shortstop. He'll go to third base, couldn't make the play. That was a throw in the dirt. It's going to be an error on the shortstop with the throw, and the Knights are all safe, and bases are now all occupied. So nobody out. So reaching by error, we think, could have been a fielder's choice, couldn't make the play. And stepping in is Caden Minnick. Infield is in, nobody out. Outfield playing Caden to pull the ball. Here comes the pitch from Boyles. Right down Meridian. Right below the kneecaps, evidently. Strike called. Step back in. Peering in, looking at signals out of the stretch. Now the set. Here comes the 0-1 pitch to Caden Minnick. He'll take a shot. Foul ball. Right side. Ball was pulled foul right off the get-go. He got around on it quick. So the count goes 0-2. No balls, two strikes. Out of the stretch, now the set. Here comes the 0-2 to Caden Minnick. Curveball broke inside. Couldn't get a piece of the bat on it. Trying to protect the dish. Two out. I've got one out here. Okay. So one out here. In the top of the sixth, Jackson Kane batting, right here in your batter's box, bases loaded. Here comes the pitch. Outside edge, called strike. Not a bad frame job right there from Ethan Pickering. Some no balls, one strike. Steps back in, peering in. Out of the set, here comes the pitch from Boyles to Kane. Swing and a miss. So no balls, two strikes. Jackson Kane going to step back in. Jackson Kane batting 333. He's got three RBI. He's got three on board. Here's the pitch. Breaking pitch. Swing a miss. Good pitch. Difficult pitch to hit. He'll walk back to the dugout. I should mention. This screen is not as far back as you would normally see a screen. So walking back to the dugout isn't a bad thing here at this ballpark. So stepping in, Brent Robbins. Three runners aboard for the Knights, two out. Breaking pitch in there for a strike. Brent Robbins will step back in. 13 games, 45 save appearances, 38 official at-bats. Here comes the pitch. Outside low, ball one. Brent Robbins batting 263. He's got a 341 on base percentage. He's got 10 hits. He's got six singles, two doubles, one triple, and a home run. Out of the set, here's the pitch. Inside and tight, ball two. Two balls, one strike. Tie ball game. No lights here at Bomber Field. Sky looks good. The candle power is good for now. So, two balls, one strike. Out of the set, here comes the pitch. It's going to be time. Time called by Robbins. Granted at home plate, it was a long set for Boyles. Shortly after time granted, he lifted that left foot, that left leg, but it's too late. Time granted. Steps back in, Brent Robbins. 2-1 count. Out of the set. Long set. Here's the pitch. Outside edge called strike. 2-2 count. Two out. 5-5 ball game. Top of the sixth inning. Peering in, looking at Sigels. A long peer, now a set. Here comes the pitch to Brent Robbins. It's a long peer. Here's the pitch. Outside of ball. A lot of concentration right there at the pitcher's mound, evidently, from 13, Tommy Boyles. Out of that set, he looks a good distance. Pretty good little time frame right there. Now out of the set again. Here comes the pitch. Going to foul one, out of play. 3-2 count on that pitch. It'll be a 3-2 count again. Evan Dehart coming towards the plate. Got to be careful. You got to loop around big time to give Brent Robbins a chance to hit that ball close to you. Here comes a 3-2 pitch from Boyles to Brent Robbins. Swing and a miss. Good job back to the dugout. So the dugout speaking pretty highly right there. Rensselaer Central dugout. Pretty excited. I think they're entitled to be excited. A good play. They left three stranded for the Knights. And the Knights go down in order. Three in a row, I should say. The Knights going to go out and play defensively. Ryan Schumer going to go back out and work there on the pitcher's mound. And we'll mention, this game is in part being brought to you by Larson and Sons Target Sports. Larson and Sons Target Sports. They're located at 408 South Main Street, Sheridan, Indiana. You can reach them by phone at 317-758-5886. Again, that's 317-758-5886. They have new and used certified gun sales. They buy, sell, and trade. Gunsmithing and repairs are welcome at Target Sports. You can visit them on Facebook at Larson and Sons Target Sports. You can ask them about a local gun range for safe practice shooting. Yes, safe practice shooting. Always spoken at Target Sports in Sheridan, downtown Sheridan on Main Street. So stepping in, going to bat here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Rensselaer Central Bombers going to send to the plate their one hitter, number seven, Cohen Craig. Cohen Craig, starting pitcher in this ballgame. on the wind-up first pitch from Schumer. Inside a ball. One ball, no strikes. Tony Craig steps back in. Here comes the wind from Schumer. Right down Meridian, knee high. Count goes 1-1. One ball, one strike. Working from the windup, Ryan Schumer. Going to pop one. Skyward is going to go to center field. Brent Robbins has a beat on it, and he'll make the catch. There's one out here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Next batter going to step in for the Bombers is number 3, the two-hitter, Dylan Simmons. Dylan Simmons going to step in right now. He's a member of the sophomore class. Outside edge, knee high, called strike. Step back in. Ryan Schumer looking at signals. Out of the wind, here's the 0-1. Swing and a miss. That ball was tight and inside. He took a wave at it. Count goes 0-2. Here comes the 0-2 pitch from Schumer. Going to drive one to right field. Is he going to have enough air under it? Yes. Coming in to make the catch is Caden Minnick. There are two out here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Tie ball game at 5-5. Interesting ball game right here on the diamond. Stepping in, he's currently the pitcher of record, Tommy Boyles. First pitch, fastball, knee high, strike called. Peer in, signals given, Jackson Kane. Here comes the wind from Schumer. Second pitch, same location, strike called, fastball. Stepping back in is the three-hitter, Tommy Boyles. Where's number 13? Swing and a miss, he'll go down swinging. And the Knights set them down in order, the bottom of the sixth. So the Knights going to bat, top of the seventh inning. Getting ready to happen. Tie ball game. They're going to play one inning ball games from here on out. Knights and the Bombers. We do thank you for tuning in. I will mention, this game is in parts being brought to you by PutMeInSports.com. Since 2008, PutMeInSports.com has been bringing internet radio, high school sports, to the listening ears of the IHSAA fans. Football in the fall, basketball in the winter, and baseball each spring. We welcome you to continue listening to high school sports, and we thank you for listening to PutMeInSports.com. So they're getting warmed up right there. Again, out there during the pitching is number 13, Tommy Boyles. Tommy Boyles came on about an inning and a half ago. I should say 2 innings ago. But he's in there getting some warm-up tosses right now with his catcher, Ethan Pickering. So they're getting final warm-ups right there. Knights are going to bat top of the seventh inning. The first batter we'll see in the batter's box will be right-handed batter Tyler Fox. Where's number 14? He started this game pitching. He came out, gave way to short relief, we'll call it. Ryan Schumer, Tyler Fox, currently a left fielder for the Knights. So let's throw one down. Frozen rope, Ethan Pickering, has a pretty darn good arm. So they're going to bring the ball to the pitcher's mound, put it in the glove of Tommy Boyles, and stepping into bat, top of the seventh, 5-5 ball game. Tyler Fox, righty facing a righty, working from the stretch, nobody on. Here comes the first pitch from Boyles. Breaking pitch, finishes away, ball one. One ball, no strikes. Tommy Boyles, Tyler Fox. Couple of seniors going at it. Here's the set. Here's the pitch. Tight for ball two. Checky swing. They're going to check it a position. He's not ready to make a call. And it says no. And I think everybody in the whole place knew it was going to be He didn't go. So here comes the 2-0 pitch to Fox. Going to take a drive to left center. It's going to get down. Tyler Fox having a game. Pick it up at the warning track. Left center right there at the bomber. Lettering on the fence, the mesh fence. They do have a nice mesh fence that goes around from foul pole to foul pole. And that's going to be a double. He doubled on Saturday night. He doubled this game. He's got a streak of 2 games in a row with a double. Tyler Fox, so nobody out. Up in the bat, we're going to see the 9-hitter, number 11, Mikey Stapleton. So shortly there at second base, he's been held on by by the shortstop. Going to put a bunt down. That ball came in. Kind of protecting himself. He got a piece of that ball on the bunt. But that ball would have hit him right about near the sternum or just above the sternum. Coach Bordenay talking with him now, giving him some pointers about that type of pitch. So no balls, 1 strike. 7 back in, right-handed batter, Mikey Stapleton. Tyler Fox at second base, he doubled. First batter, he was first batter here in the top of the 7th. Here comes the pitch, a square to bunt again. He'll put a bunt down. He'll get Tyler Fox to third base. And the throw at first base is a bit tall, but Daniel Marlowe made the play. So they get the out at first base. It's a sacrifice bunt off the bat of Mikey Stapleton. And Tyler Fox moves to third base with 1 out. Next batter going to step in, number 12, Owen Munn. Owen Munn, second baseman in this ball game. Getting signals. Coach Bordenay will step in now. Infield is in. Outfield regular depth straight away. Working out of the stretch. Now the set, first pitch to Munn. You're going to pop one foul right side out of play. Munn, if he can get a bat on the ball, he can hit a tennis-type shot over the infield and drop it in rather easily. So working from a stretch, now the set. Here comes the 0-1 to Owen Munn. Take the curveball, takes it out of play. Stays with it. Hit it out of play right side. No balls, 2 strikes. Step back to the rubber. Tommy Boyles peering in, looking at signals. Out of the stretch. Now the set. Here's the 0-2 to Owen Munn. Low and outside. Ball 1. Trying to get Munn to fish. Getting to fish a little bit. It was well off the plate. Not a big decision for Munn. Count goes 1-2. Out of the set. Check third base. Here comes the pitch. Outside a ball. Out was close. That was close to the outside edge. Pretty much real close. But a good call. Count goes 2-2. Out of set. Boyles. Munn in the batter's box. Outside breaking pitch. Count goes full. So he'll step back in. Owen Munn collects himself. Senior athlete. 4 years in this program at the high school level. Out of the set, time called. Owen Munn is granted time. It was pretty much an extended set position. Owen Munn granted time. Steps back in, 3-2. Out of the set, Tommy Boyles. Here's the pitch to Owen Munn. Fastball, inside half, difficult to come up with. He's going to go down swinging. So 2 out here in the top of the 7th. Stepping in, Evan Dehart, as the defense retreats to normal positioning on the dirt. About halfway back on the dirt for each infielder. Evan Dehart, first pitch, foul ball. It's going to be off his body in the batter's box. Called a foul ball immediately. Does the home plate umpire. It did end up foul, but not too much foul, down the third baseline. step back in, right-handed batter. Evan Dienhart, right-handed pitcher, out of the set. Here comes the 0-1 pitch. Breaking pitch, standing slow and away. Count goes 1-1. One ball, one strike. Right-handed batter's box, Evan Dienhart. Tyler Fox is at third base. He's in the grass, got a good lead. There's a set. Here comes the pitch. Ground ball, third baseline. Going to be picked up by the third baseman. He's safe at first base. Had to throw it on the run, Drew Kane. It's going to be an RBI and an infield single off the bat of Evan Dienhart. Knights take a one-run advantage with two out. Top of the seventh inning. Next batter going to step in. It's going to be number seven, Ryan Schumer. Evan Dienhart at first base. He's yet to be thrown out. This season, pitch comes in tight and low for ball one. Three hitter today is Ryan Schumer. He moved up a spot. So did Ben Mazur. He's the four hitter. Out of the set, here's the pitch. He's going to take a shot to right center. It might be going to back up the right fielder, and it's going to go out of here. Ryan Schumer on the season. Ryan Schumer going to pick up another home run, number four on the season. Going to be a two-run home run for Ryan Schumer. Evan Dienhart will score before him, and Ryan Schumer going to touch the plate. So Knights have three runs in here in the top of the seventh. These three runs with two outs in the top of the seventh. Should mention Rensselaer Central also did some damage with two outs offensively. Here comes a set. Here comes a pitch. Ben Mazur takes a strike. This is a wild kind of game. This is the only game that you can score that includes a baseball, involves a baseball, when you don't occupy the ball. That's pretty weird. So curveball misses low and away. One ball. One strike. Out of the set, here comes the pitch to Mazur. Breaking pitch. Now, one ball, two strikes. Peering in, looking at signals. 2-2 count. I take that back. 1-2 count. I'm looking at the wrong dots on the scoreboard. Pitch comes in outside a ball. Now 2-2. 2-2 count, two outs. Ben Mazur batting, top of the seventh. Knights have three runs in. Peering in, signals. Out of the set, here's the 2-2 to Mazur. He's going to swing outside, trying to protect the dish. He'll go down swinging. 8-5 contest. I think Coach Bournet is going to go with the bullpen. I think he's calling the bullpen activity over here to the pitcher's mound. And I will mention, this game is in parts being brought to you by Reynolds Farm Equipment. Reynolds Farm Equipment, they're located at 1451 East 276th Street, Atlanta, Indiana. I was misspoken. Ryan Schumer back out on the pitches now. He's going to take some warm-ups. ReynoldsFarmEquipment.com. And Titus Bakery and Deli, they're right there inside Reynolds Farm Equipment. Hours of operation for Titus Bakery and Deli on Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. On Saturday at 7 a.m. to noon, you can join them for breakfast and or lunch. We'll mention that's TitusBakery.com. Also, Reynolds Farm Equipment. Reynolds Farm Equipment, their hours of operation are Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. Saturday at 7:30 a.m. to 12 noon. They are closed on Sunday. So you can stop by. You can grab a hot coffee and a donut or that hot breakfast you've been looking for. Stop in and visit Reynolds Farm Equipment and Titus Bakery and Deli. They're along U.S. 31 in northern Hamilton County, right there at 276th Street, where they're doing all the earth moving right now. They're going to put an over and under right there. It's going to take a while. We're stepping into bat. Number two, Brayson Johns, four-hitter, left-handed batter, batting 529 on the season. First pitch comes in, away, high and away, ball one. Here comes the second pitch from Schumer. Low for ball two. Two balls, no strikes. Left-handed batter, Brayson Johns. Here comes the pitch from Schumer. Outside of ball. Three balls, no strikes. Brayson Johns. I guess there is a way you can politely walk a batter without putting him on, without pitching to him. There comes the wind and the delivery. Right down Meridian. Thigh high, called strike. Three balls, one strike. Peering in, looking at signals. Here comes the 3-1. Swing and a miss. Healthy cut. Came up empty. Count goes full at 3-2 for the four-hitter, Brayson Johns. He is the DH. Here comes the 3-2 pitch. Low and away, ball four. So we have jogged down to first base. And next batter is going to step in. It's going to be the five-hitter, number 35, Colton Metzger. Colton Metzger batting 412 on the season. Right-handed batter. Working from the stretch, checking out signals. Now the set. Here comes the first pitch to Metzger. Low and away, ball one. Timeout on the diamond. Jackson King going to jog out. Have a few words with Ryan Schumer. They'll both be receptive. You know, jog back. Get behind the dish. Jackson King. Ryan Schumer, right-handed batter, number 35, Colton Metzger, nobody out. Bottom of the seventh, one aboard. Brayson Johns drew a walk. Out of the set, here comes the pitch. Ground ball, going to be a backhand by Evan Jeanhart. Makes a strong throw to second base. Gets the lead runner. Evan Jeanhart had to reach it more than once, maybe a second time, to get the grip on that ball that he wanted. And he threw a pretty good strike to Owen Munn. It's one out. So at first base is Colton Metzger for Rensselaer Central. Stepping in, Ethan Pickering. Six hitter, wears number 10, does the catching. He can take a first swing, pop one up on the infield. Evan Jeanhart makes the catch. He calls off Mikey Stapleton. Not a problem. They just need the out. Mikey Stapleton, right there. He could have caught the baseball. The out was made. Mikey Stapleton, say what? He jumped in the lineup last two, three games. He said, swinging a good bat. That probably might want what got him in the lineup. They're going to pop another one. It's going to go foul out of play. So, no balls, one strike. Runner at first base. Colton Metzger getting a modest lead there. Working out a stretch. Ryan Schumer comes to the 1-0-1 pitch. Breaking pitch finishes away. Count goes 1-1. One ball, one strike. Two out. Peering in looking at signals. Now out of the set. Here's the pitch. Down Meridian. Outer half. Knee high. Called strike. Count goes 1-2. A step back in. Right-handed batter's box. Here comes the pitch. Outside edge, called strike. And the Knights come back in the seventh inning, pick up three. The Knights get a win here, but it was not automatic. Not a question about it. So we'll mention, tomorrow night, these same two teams will play. It'll be a 6 o'clock game tomorrow night. And it's going to be Rensselaer Central Bombers making the trip to Lafayette Central Catholic. And they'll play the second game of the Hoosier Conference West Division matchup. And the weather's supposed to be dry. It'll happen. It'll be about 50 degrees. We thank you for tuning in. We thank my wife back home for sound checks and listening in to the ball game. And I appreciate you listening and appreciate the hospitality right here in the press box. They did a fine job, public address, announcing the players. So thanks again. We'll mention, no matter if you're home or away, if you're doing the teaching and the learning, don't let him go. Keep the fire burning.